Hey there, have your 2024 content marketing efforts stalled already? If you answered yes, book a content strategy call with me to uncover the roadblocks that may be holding you back. Visit contentmarketingschoolonline.com to book your content strategy call and check out the other resources while you're there. That's contentmarketingschoolonline.com. Richmond, welcome to Content Marketing School, where we will dive into content marketing strategies specifically for coaches, consultants, and entrepreneurs. Discover how effective content marketing can elevate your brand and grow your business. And if you enjoy the show, don't forget to hit that follow button. Hi, I'm Annette Richmond. Welcome to Content Marketing School. Today, I'll be sharing strategies to help you save time by repurposing your content with a special focus on LinkedIn. While you may think that repurposing content is just reusing old material, it's more than that, or at least it can be. When I record short-form videos, I generally use the one-to-one ratio or square format because that format works on TikTok, LinkedIn, and YouTube, so I can post the same video across multiple platforms. There are some coaches who insist that videos should be in the platform preferred format, but since I don't have a team of videographers and editors working for me, sometimes I have to improvise because done is better than perfect. But today I'm talking about reimagining a piece of content for a different use or audience, not just reusing it. Take LinkedIn, for example. The comments you write on posts aren't just fleeting thoughts. They can be the foundation for a robust LinkedIn article. Say you comment on a post about marketing strategies with some expansion and adding some detail. That comment can be built into a full text post or even possibly an article. That's yet another reason to go beyond commenting things like great post and love that. Let's talk about collaborative articles on LinkedIn. If you're commenting on collaborative articles, create a file to save your comments because you can combine those comments on a single topic to create an insightful post that provides some new ideas. Moving on to videos, it's fairly easy to convert text posts into video scripts. I know some people, including coaches, say that using scripts is a bad idea because it can make you sound like a robot. I found that writing a script keeps me focused. It helps me avoid going off on those tangents that we all sometimes fall into. I keep my energy up by recording one line at a time. Using this technique also helps me shift the camera angles to add a little bit more interest to my videos. It also makes editing easier. If you record one line at a time, it's easy to correct any mistakes you might make without having to record the entire video over. You know what that's like. You're recording a two-minute video, and right in the middle, you make a mistake, you flub your line, and then there you are, back to the beginning, recording the entire video again. Using scripts is also efficient because it helps me to record multiple videos at the same time when I can simply go from script to script. I want to share a few tips about video recording equipment. When it comes to short-form videos, everything you need is probably right in your hand or at least nearby. It's your smartphone. There are many free apps like CapCut, which is available for iPhone and also Android, that allow you to record, edit, and caption your videos all within the same app. And don't forget to caption your videos. You want to be inclusive. You want to make sure that people who are hard of hearing or deaf can also benefit from your content. And also keep in mind that the majority of people watch videos with the sound off. Before moving on, I do want to mention that I only use this technique for short form videos, videos that are a minute or 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes at the most. I don't script longer how-to videos where I'm sharing my screen to give a demonstration. The last thing that I want to talk about is sliders. Those are document posts that appear as slides when you post them on LinkedIn. People often refer to them as carousels. I think that's because they're created on Canva using the Instagram templates that are called carousels. It's easy to take your text post and turn it into a slider by pulling out the main points and putting one on each of the slides. You can, of course, add graphics and create them in your brand colors to make them more interesting. Sliders currently get quite a lot of engagement on LinkedIn, but still, you want to stick to 10 slides or less. And as a bonus, you can take those slides, download them as images, and use them on Instagram too. This approach to repurposing content is not just about being efficient. It's about extending the reach and influence of your original ideas across various formats on various platforms. Thanks again for joining me today. See you next time. Thanks for tuning into the Content Marketing Show with me, Annette Richmond. If today's insights have inspired and resonated with you, please share this episode. And if you haven't already, hit the follow button to keep learning and growing with us. Wait, before you go, are you struggling to create original content because you don't know what to say? Download a copy of 25 content ideas to kickstart your social media posts for people who don't know what to say. Use the link in the show notes or visit contentmarketingschoolonline.com. That's contentmarketingschoolonline.com.